Just get a hold of the Holy Spirit. We felt already around here this morning. Would you bless our brother, Lord, touch his being. Jesus, right here this morning.
I'll tell you one thing. This is shouting ground, running ground, dancing ground. Praise God. Praising.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let the saints be joyful in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let them ever shout for joy.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad of that this morning?
Yes.
Thank God the devil, I ain't going to let him steal my shout. Praise God. You can't have my dance. You can't have my feet.
That's right.
You cannot. You don't own my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, these are lightning rods. You can raise them up. I tell you, lightning hits things that are high. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad of that this morning?
Yeah.
Praise God forever. Glad I'm here. Glad I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Oh, boy. I'll have you to turn here in a minute, but I'd like to say, teach this morning, good Lord, to help me on the contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous.
Yeah.
My, what a difference.
What a difference.
It's pitch black darkness compared to the midday sun.
Well,
a big difference between the righteous and the unrighteous.
Yes, right.
The sinner and the saint. What a contrast. Oh, God.
What a contrast.
Well, when I get done with this lesson this morning, you're going to be glad that you're a child of God and you're chosen.
Yes.
Praise God. Woo. Our Bible has much to say concerning the righteous and the ungodly.
Yes, it does.
Ever since the beginning of time, God has made a distinction between His people, His children, and the children of Satan.
Right.
Glory to God. Ain't you glad this morning you walk in a kingdom of light?
Yes.
Every kingdom's got a king over it. How many knows that? Right. Jesus is the king in the kingdom that I walk in and live in. The Bible said in 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knoweth them that are His.
Amen.
Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
Will not follow.
Praise God. How many's glad you know Him this morning?
Yes. Amen.
And you know within your heart that He knows you and knows exactly where you're at, all about you. Down through the ages of time, from Genesis to Revelation, God has had His own, always His own, who acknowledged Him and served Him.
Yes.
I wrote this just before I come to Sunday school this morning. We are Jesus' proverbial pearl in a dark, corrupt world.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. He knows where His pearl is.
That's right.
It's a pearl of great price.
Great price.
His church means everything to Him. It's His body in this world. Praise Him, church. I am a member of that body, and Christ is the head.
Yes.
He knows where this pearl is, and it's shining. Glory to God. The devil would like to take it and steal it and corrupt it and throw it in the mud, but he can't do it. Thank God. We are His light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He went back, did He not? And He made us a light of the world. Thank you, Lord. He made us the salt of the earth, a savor. You know what's holding our society together right now? You and I in this church and God's people all across this globe is the salt and the savor that's keeping the judgment from Almighty God and the wrath away.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm the salt, Lord. Thank God not everybody in this world is bad. And thank God not everything in this world's bad.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let's stay with me for a little while. The Lord knows where His children are, and He is going to take care of them. How many believes that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've served Him too many years. He's never failed me. He's always saw me through. Glory to God. Remember old Elijah? He was a running from wicked Jezebel. She sent a servant out after him and said, "But this time tomorrow I'm going to have you ahead, Elijah. Mm-hmm. Elijah had just got done praying the fire down from heaven, something the 450 false prophets of Baal could not do. Listen, But Elijah prayed a prayer and God sent the fire.
Right.
And he had 450, actually it's 850 altogether that he had slain. Took him right down to the brook and slew Jezebel's false prophets. I'm telling you, when you get on Satan's territory and you make it hard on him, he's going to be after you. Listen.
Right.
You're right, but Tommy.
Oh, Jezebel, he went running from Jezebel and her ungodly crew. And he went and hid in a cave and he cried, Lord, I'm the only one left serving you. Take me out of here.
The one left.
I'm the only one, Lord. You know, the devil would like to isolate us.
Yes.
He'd like to get you in your own personal cave. Come on. Hide away from the threats, but from the temptations and the trials. God went through with Elijah.
No.
Listen. Lord, I'm the only one left. Come and get me. The Lord answered him back and said, Elijah, you ain't the only one left. I've got 7,000 left in Israel who have not bowed their knee to Baal. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We ain't the only church. There's holiness churches, good churches all across America. Raise your little hand. I'm among the chosen and the redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Peter said that the devil comes like a roaring lion, and the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You ain't the only one fighting this morning. You ain't the only one got battles and problems this morning. Everybody's got them. But the devil would like to run you back in a cave. Isolate you.
They would.
Thank you, Lord. I've got 7,000. They're mine, Elijah, and I've reserved them. This lets us know in this hour, God will have a people who will not bow to this world. And those whom God has reserved, he will preserve.
Amen.
I believe that, Brother Jason. God will keep that which is his.
He'll preserve it.
Thank you, Lord. The devil could not take Paul out not one moment before his time to leave.
That's right.
Could not do it. Right. Shipwrecks, stoning, clubbing, whippings. Come on. Everything that come against that godly man, and Jesus helped him, stood by his side, comforted him, strengthened him, and the gospel went on. Raise your little hand. God ain't through with us yet. I believe that, Brother Jason. He ain't through with you. He ain't through with the church. His body, his pearl, is still in a swirl. I'm glad, hallelujah, God will have the final say on everything. I'm not going to leave here until my time goes. Time's to go.
Amen.
Woo! Devil can fill you with lies as you get over and pains hit you. And you're going to, devil tell you you're going to have a mental breakdown. You're going to have a physical breakdown. What then? What about tomorrow? What about your finances? And what about this? And what about that? I'm going to tell you something. The God that called you and equipped you and put his spirit on the inside of you, hallelujah, he's going to take care of you.
Right, right.
Amen.
The Bible said, he that provideth not for his own, it's worse than an infidel. He's denied his own flesh. He's worse than an infidel if he don't take care of his own. You think God will break that scripture?
No.
Did not Jesus say, your heavenly Father? Raise your little hand. I belong to my heavenly Father. He is my God. Hallelujah. So the Lord is going to take care of his children.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Those that he reserves, he will preserve. Let the wicked threaten. Let the sinners scoff. And let hell howl.
That's right.
God will have his righteous in this earth that will still love him.
Yeah.
And will still serve him.
That's right.
I love you, Lord. Holy, holy. Evil men and earth's leaders cannot scare God's people off.
That's right.
They'll not run them off.
No.
And you can't knock them off. They are committed unto the Lord they serve. All that this world has to offer cannot even buy them off. I've got news for the devil. I am not for sale. I am bought with a price. I belong to my God. And I'm not leaving here till the Lord is done with me. You can hate me, hit me, threaten and tip me. You can try me, and I will not bow or again into you, Satan. Till I die, I'm going to serve the Lord my God and hold fast to my righteousness, because he lives on the inside of me. And you say, I'm glad that I'm one of his. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Made up my mind. I'm blood bought. I'm blood bought. I'm blood bought. The devil cannot lay one hand on you. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Praise God forever. Slap it off. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. The blood has been applied.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is my seal and my righteousness. I hold to it, my integrity. What makes this holiness way so precious to you?
Peace.
Our Savior is so good, and salvation is so sweet. Come on. It cannot be ever taken away.
Right.
Devil, you can't have my salvation. You can't have my soul, my mind, or my body.
That's right.
The wicked and the ungodly cannot rob or rip it away from you. It's settled down in my heart.
Oh, yes.
Can you all say this morning, it's in my heart and I'm going to keep it?
Yes, amen.
Praise God. One song says, take this whole world, but just give me Jesus. That's enough to take me through. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with one solitary dime. For what good would this world do me with leaving on my mind?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord is coming soon. How many knows it is?
Yes.
And I want to be ready.
Amen.
I want to be found, Brother Earl, Sister Missy, on the firing line. I've lived too long for him.
Hallelujah.
Heaven is in view. One song says, let me run my last mile home. Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you what, I've got good news for us this morning. God is still in control.
Yes.
He still sits high, and he looks and he reaches low. Raise your little hand and give him the praise offering this morning. You're here by the grace of God. You're here because God has kept you to this present hour.
Amen.
Glory, glory. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn into Psalm chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. I am glad that I'm one of his. I am of the righteous clan. Let's look now at the contrast of the wicked, the sinner, and the ungodly, and the righteous. You will be glad that you're righteousness and you're not one of them. Look close now, Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Nope.
Y'all remember what that definition was? Blessed was, I gave you last week. Can anybody tell me? Happy, prosperous, fortunate, and to be envied. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Look at that man. He's blessed. He's prospered in the Lord. He's happy. Glory to God. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his what?
Delight
is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Brother Jason, I felt the Lord tell me yesterday, the only way we're going to make it in this final hour until Jesus comes, we're going to have a prayer life and keep our mind stayed on the Lord and stay in the Word of God. I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that. You will get strong. His delight means to take great joy and pleasure in. His delight is in the law, the word of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. What happens to a man that'll do that? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many wants to prosper? How many wants to keep that life on the inside of you, your leaves green and to bear fruit? But the Bible said in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord, what? Knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Oh, yes.
Keep me, Lord. Keep me planted. Let my roots, Lord, go down to find those nether springs of the living water.
Oh, yes.
Plant me, Lord, in your house. Plant me, God, I pray. Hallelujah. In your courts, Lord, plant me.
Yes.
Jesus, glory, glory, glory. You know, God's a good transplanter, ain't he?
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord forever. Jeremiah said it this way, and it always confirms God's word. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. Notice close. Thus saith the Lord. This is God speaking. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. I do not trust in my government. I don't trust in my president. I trust in my God.
That's right.
And maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert. Listen now, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Do you know what a heath is? It's a brown, buried cedar tree that grows in inaccessible waste areas, in isolated, lonely crags of the mountains. They live out in the dry deserts. The Bible said if you trust in the arm of flesh, you will be like that brown, buried heath tree. You'll be out in the lonely places. Listen, the parched places, in a wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. But verse 7 said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He's my hope. Hallelujah. For he shall be as a tree. This is the Lord speaking. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful. Look at the word careful. In the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah to God. Let the dry times come. We live in a dry society. Come on, yes, we do. We live in a desert time. Look all around you. But God's got a chosen people. Hallelujah, that love him and serve him.
Amen.
Be not careful. They won't have to be careful. You know the word careful in the Greek? The Hebrew means not worried and fearful over.
That's right.
I know. I know what I hear. I know what I see in the news. I know what's going on. I'm very aware of it. But if I focus on that, listen, it will affect my heart.
Yes, it will.
This right here will never fail you.
No.
Look at me. It'll never, never go down and fail you.
Right.
Oh, there's rivers inside of this book. There's wells dug deep inside of this book. There's wisdom and knowledge, understanding that'll guide you and keep you, oh Lord.
That's right, Brother Tony.
Look at the contrast here. Look at the contrast. Look. Look at the wicked. Look at the sinner has no hope. God separates the ungodly chaff from the righteous wheat.
Yes, he does.
You know how he does that? You know how that they harvested their wheat back then? They'd go out with a scythe and they would go through their wheat field and they would cut it down. The golden grain purity, pretty and gold, and the little heads would be bowed over. It's time for it to be harvested. I believe it's time for the Lord to come for his church.
Oh, yes, it is, Brother Tom.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God.
A field as far as you can see with the golden grain, the heads of it on the stems. It's just all been over, ready to harvest. That's the reason the Lord's wanting us to pray more and get ready, because he's getting ready to come.
Yes.
He's getting ready to come. Is there tares? You better believe there are tares. Tares are exactly like wheat when they first begin to grow up with the wheat. You cannot tell them apart. They're exactly and look exactly like wheat. But when it comes to the harvest time, there's a transition that takes place in the tares. The tares start turning dark and black. But the golden grain of the wheat is beautiful and shiny. So they go in and they take the scythe and they cut and they bundle them up, load them on their wagons, that beautiful wheat, and they come and they separate all the tares out of the wheat. The families, the moms, the dads get in there, and the kids, and they help separate and pull all the tares out of that wheat. Then they take that wheat and bundle it up, load the wagon, and go into a place where it's a big, huge, round place with real, real hard ground. They take the sheaves of wheat and they lay that wheat and scatter it all out on that great big huge round piece of ground that's real hard. They pull the wagons and the horses right across that. And they got a big thing, they go like a sled on the back right there. And they climb on it and they'll run a horse through there. And what it does, it loosens the grains of wheat, those little grains, and knocks them loose from the stems.
Yeah.
They'll run back and forth. You ever have a time in your life that feels like the devils are running over top of you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever feel like that circumstances, sometimes you're underneath of them, and the pressure's there? Could it be that the Lord in this hour, and through the pressure, and the peer pressure, and the stress that the church is under, that God is loosening us and getting ready to take us home?
Oh,
holy God. Holy God, could it be that God isn't getting us ready? The government like to run right over top of you, the sinners and the scoffers and the ungodly. But what God's getting ready to do, he's getting ready to come and get the golden grain. So when that process is finished, and they rode across it, and the wagons across it, and the wheels across it, and it's loosened all of that grain, they got a big, huge, big stick, and on the end of it, they'd make a big fan. Big fan. And so they would get like a big pitchfork. You'd have a man right here, and he would pick up a whole bunch of that chaff and that straw and that wheat and that stem. He'd pick it up and throw it up in the air. And that man with the fan in his hand. The seed was heavy. The golden grain would fall back down to the ground, and the wind would blow the chaff and the straw out to separate it.
Yes.
There's coming a separation.
Separation.
Mark my words. The reason Jesus ain't come yet.
No.
People are not ready. The church in general is not ready. They're playing on the edges and they're not ready. And God's sending the winds of judgment to loosen us and get us ready to come and get us. Raise your hand and praise him. Oh, we're under pressure. Come on. We're under stress. Come on. I don't know what we'll face, but you know what's going to happen, Brother Jason? Mark it down. It's going to drive people to their knees. It's going to drive the church to her knees. And they're going to pray. Hallelujah. And God's going to endow them with power. Hallelujah. Raise them up and hold them in this last hour. Give him a wave offering. The pressure's on. The winds of tribulation are blowing.
That's right, Brother Tom.
Amen. Jesus. Right. Oh, God, help us.
They like a real windy day to do that without No wonder Jesus said, or John the Baptist said, there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the barn, into the garner. But the chaff he shall bundle and burn with unquenchable fire.
Hey.
There's coming a separation. There is a contrast between the wicked and the saint, between the ungodly and the Christian. I want to be righteous. Raise your little hand. I've got to be righteous. You know what righteousness is? It's being in right standing with God. Being justified with your Maker. Not having anything in your heart or in your life of this world.
Come on.
Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Our relationship to God is holiness. It's a vertical. It's a vertical relationship. But righteousness is our relationship with those around us, being in right standing with those around us and loving our neighbors, ourselves.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel God this morning.
Come on.
I want to be righteous, Brother Jason. I don't want to be that old brown buried heath tree up there in the lonely crags of the mountain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Listen. The wind of God's judgment is even blowing now. It'll drive the straw, the husks, away, but the righteous prosper, planted by the rivers of water. She'll still be bearing fruit when the wind ceases. She'll not wither. Can you say this morning, Lord, I'll remain righteous, and I'm going to pray. My Lord, I'm going to stay in your word, and I will flourish. I want to remain green and full of life. Surely in this hour, I don't want to be that heath cedar tree out in those lonely mountains of the desert. I never see when good cometh. Would you plant me, Lord, near the waters? Would you let my roots go down to the nether springs of the clear water? I won't have to ever worry, hallelujah, when the droughts come. Listen, 9 verses later, Jeremiah cried out to the Lord after the Lord spoke through him to that. He said, thou art my hope in the day of evil. 9 verses later, tell him, Jeremiah, but you're cursed if you depend upon the government and their leaders. Hallelujah, the arm of flesh and the ungodly around you. But you'll be blessed and you'll prosper. Hallelujah. You'll be happy if you trust in the Lord. Jeremiah got so happy. What was it he said? Thank you, Lord. He said, you're my hope in the day of evil. Raise your hand and praise him. You are my hope in this generation. You come to this generation for such a time as this. And I believe with all of my heart, God is still in control. And God is still moving in his church. And the Holy Ghost is still visiting and touching us and blessing us. Hallelujah. We shall overcome. Raise your hand. We shall overcome. We're more than a conqueror. Whoa, through him that loved us. God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God.
Jesus. You're my hope. And my trust in the day of evil.
Hope and trust.
Glory to God. God's going to have the final say on everything. I still believe. Jesus is looking at the Father and said, Father, glory to God. I'm just about ready to tell them to fill up those vats full of water. Glory, glory, glory. That marriage feast at the Cana, at Cana there, when he's getting ready to be married. Listen. Oh, Jesus told him, Mary, his mother said, whatever he tells you to do, you do it.
Good.
Man, I got confidence in him. He's a miracle when he came into this world. I've seen the Father God that created and brought him in here. Oh, whatever you do, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Fill them vats plumb up full of water. If you can't get another another drop in it. And Jesus turned the water into wine. Hallelujah. They kind of run into him and said, how on earth? He said, you saved the best for the last. Raise your hand right now. Come on, come on. I believe, honest to goodness, huh? Yes, it's bad. Yes, it probably get worse. But I believe the Lord's getting ready. Oh, God, I believe it, Brother Jason. He's getting ready to send the new wine into his church and give the world one more opportunity. You know what will make a difference in people's lives? It's when you be faithful to the house of God and people see that you still got hope and you're still going to church and you're worshiping him, and family and backsliders will say, hey, it's a getting rough out here. The wheels of the wagon are running over top of us, and we're facing the winds of judgment, and I want to go back to church. Raise your hand and praise him. Wow! I want what you got, Mom. I want what you got, Dad. Hallelujah. I want to come back to the Lord.
Amen.
Do it, Lord, again. Fill up and turn the water into wine. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Bible
God.
Said he'll show great wonders in the heavens above. Hallelujah. Pillars and fires and vapors of smoke. Hallelujah. That last day it'll come to pass that I, saith the Lord, will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Upon my servants and on my handmaidens will I pour out my spirit in that day. Come on now. Hallelujah. I know God moved back in the 1800s and the early 1900s and the mid 1900s, but he's getting ready to do a new thing. The Bible said that whosoever, hallelujah, shall call upon the name of the Lord in that day shall be saved. I'm a looking for Pentecost. Come on, I'm a looking for a mighty move of God. Yeah, Lord, give him a wave offering. I feel the Holy Ghost. God ain't done with you yet. He ain't coming down for a watered down, weak kneed, spineless church. Jesus said, I'm coming after a glorious church. Woo! Full of power, full of love for me. That's what I'm coming after.
Amen.
Jack Cole. Lord have mercy. You ever heard his messages?
Yeah.
He had the world's biggest tent. You come under the flaps of that tent, he'd have up there people's walkers, their canes, their crutches, and everything on a big rope all the way across. This is what God's doing. Hallelujah. They bring them up and line them up, bring them up on their cots, bring them up on their wheelchairs and everything. Jack Cole come through there. You believe that the Lord can touch you and heal you right now? Hallelujah. Yes, 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 brother. Lay his hand upon them and they come out of there and push that wheelchair out. Begin to run around that tent. Come on. I want to see it again. I said, I want to see it again. We need faith in the Lord. Raise your hand and help us, God. Help us. Hallelujah. He'd give altar calls, Brother Charlie, and stand up there and look back through that mighty tent of thousands of people. He said, how many wants to come tonight and make Jesus your the Lord of your life and get saved? Multitudes would come out of their seat. They'd stand and they would flock up. And I remember on one of the messages, Jack Cole said, what about the rest of you? You see what God's doing. He's not hit it. You see the anointing. You see the miracles and the power, and don't you want it? If you sit down, you'll sit down in hell. If you sit back down in your seat, you're going to sit down in hell. God's giving a final altar call. I believe that with all of my heart. God wants to open these eyes and let the people see that there's hope in the Lord. Until you raise your hand and praise him, God wants to do it in the last day.
Yes, he does.
I believe that. Woo! Do it again, Jesus. Prove to our family and our neighbors that you're alive. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Pray, church. It's our time right now to pray. God's calling on us to pray. Pray, pray, pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for those that are lost. Pray for the backslider. Come on, come on. Come on, it's going to get rougher. It's going to get rougher. God's a shaking. God's a shaking this globe right now.
Right. Right.
He's a shaking it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's going to shake souls to the very core.
Oh, God.
Can I tell us this morning, stay with God and draw near to Him right now. And remain faithful. Stay near the Lord and where the Spirit of God is. Don't you drift now from His presence. Pray. God told me to tell you all this morning, that's me. You need to pray and read my word.
Yes.
Come to my house, the Lord is saying, and seek me. Seek me, and you'll be blessed.
Lord,
you'll have life, and you'll bear fruit right in this corrupt time.
God, help us.
You'll prosper while the wicked and the ungodly are withering and dying. Oh, God. The Bible said in Psalms 21 and 16, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. I want to cast my lot with the righteous, don't you?
Yes.
So how this morning does God really feel about the wicked and the ungodly? It breaks His heart. Does He want them saved? Yes, He does. Does He love them and care about their souls? Yes, He does. But if they refuse to serve Him and they won't repent of their sins and accept His Son, this is what God says and how He describes the ungodly. They're ashes under my feet, briars and thorns to be rejected. They're clouds without water, corrupt trees with bad fruit. They have nothing good to offer. They're called beasts and dogs by nature. Fools that deny the reality of God. They build their lives and their houses upon the sand. They are a garden without water. Reprobate silver. The dross that the refiner removes and casts away. Broken vessels that are useless. The raging waves of the sea casting up continually dirt and mire. Worthless poison tares among the wheat that are gathered and burned. The wandering stars of the night. The wayward children. Cursed children. Children of the wicked one. Wells without water. The sinner and the ungodly have no hope in their death. Listen. Job 8:11. Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Now these are the tall, slender plants that grow at the edge of the water of a pond. Can they grow without water? No. While they are yet green, they wither before any other herb. That's how frail. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. Proverbs 14:32. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness. But the righteous hath hope in his death.
Yes.
The Bible said the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. You ever see a lamp, oil lamp? And the bait in the bowl of it is the beautiful oil. And that wick is all the way down in there and it soaks up. And it burns, the wick burns. The ungodly think that they got it made. They got this world's riches at their fingertips and everything's going. But when it comes time, God will lift the globe, blows the wick out. Your life is gone when God calls. What then? What then? When it comes your time to die, what then?
What then?
Where do you stand before God? Say, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Where will you stand before God? How will you stand? As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation, Brother Jason.
Yes.
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
The expectation of the wicked shall perish, but the hope of the righteous shall be gladness. Are you all glad this morning?
Yes.
Woo! The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got something I want to read to you. It's going to shock you. O unrighteous man, sinner and ungodly, what about death?
What about death?
When it comes your time to die, what then? When it comes your time to leave everything behind you and go out empty, what then? Your money can't buy you another minute of time.
No.
It'll not redeem you. Your pleasures end at the grave, and your treasures cannot follow you. What then? Your friends and loved ones, you'll leave them, everyone behind. None will hold your hand as you pass through death's door and go into eternity. You're on your own. You thought you were all right, but you suddenly realize that you were wrong and you missed it. You lost your soul. You died without God and without hope.
What then?
Listen to this, taken out of the Huntington paper. In Mechanicsburg, Ohio, an Ohio man's family has fulfilled the daddy's wish to be buried astride of his beloved Harley Davidson motorcycle, encased in a see-through casket. But it wasn't easy. The project required an extra-large cemetery plot to accommodate a plexiglass casket for Billy Stanley and his huge custom-painted 1967 Electric Glide Cruiser motorcycle. 5 embalmers worked to prepare his body with a metal back brace and straps to ensure that he'll never lose his seat on his motorcycle.
Well,
sounds stupid. This is horrible. Stanley's family said he'd been talking about it for years, and it was his heart's desire. And he liked to take people to the garage, and he would show off that unusual casket with his two sons, which they had built for him. He told people he didn't just want to ride off to heaven, but he wanted the world to see him do it in a big see-through glass box. I'm telling you, 90% of the people don't realize. You don't realize. People think they're all right, but you don't even realize when you stand before God how you missed it.
Right.
You missed it. Listen. The Dayton Daily.
Does that sound familiar? You know that place? Where it's at?
The Dayton Daily News reported that Stanley of Mechanicsburg, west of Columbus, died of lung cancer. Newspapers. Photos of the prepared casket showed Stanley with his eyes closed astride of his big bike. He was dressed in black leather, a white helmet and glasses, his gloved hands grasping the handlebars. He started the project himself, buying 3 extra burial plots. Fashioned the casket out of plexiglass, reinforcing the bottom with wood and steel rods to handle all the weight. Stanley ensured his funeral would be held outside so all of his biker friends would watch his final ride. His family agreed the processional to the cemetery might be considered a little bizarre, even shocking. At least we could see he goes out the way that he wanted to. You're lost, old man. Sinner man, you're lost. Backslider, your soul, far away from God, you're lost. It makes me wonder when I read that, if this was the custom and practice today of people being buried with what they loved in this life of pleasure and material things, Brother Jason, I wonder just how big the cemeteries and grave plots would have to be.
Yes.
What would the casket contain and hold as they lowered it down into a dark grave? People would be buried with their stocks and their bonds and their money. Others with their items of sensual pleasure. Another's grave would contain four-wheelers and boats and sports memorabilia and ball. Caskets would be filled with worldly books and movies and pornographic magazines. Oh God, have mercy upon the souls of millions who have coveted this world and died spiritually bankrupt and lost. When I die, would you place my hand upon my Bible in the casket and inscribe the words in my coffin lid for everyone to read when you pass by? I found the way and I followed the truth. I made it home and I've got eternal life. You cannot choose when you'll die or how you'll die, but you can choose where that you're going to spend eternity. Oh, the contrast between the righteous and the wicked, the sinner and the saint. It's the total difference between bright day and the darkness of night if they want to come. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Over 2,900 years ago, a woman with a great need went running to the prophet Elisha. He told his servant Gehazi, "Yonder comes that Shunammite woman. Run to meet her. Ask her, Gehazi, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child?" That's what the Lord is asking each of us this morning. Is it well with us? Is it well with our soul? Would you stand? Right now, more than ever before, we must know for sure that we're saved and we're in right standing with God. Are you righteous? Do you belong to God? Are you His child? It does pay to serve the Lord. We now live in a scary time of uncertainty. We must make up our mind to fully serve the Lord, because the most fearful and dreaded place you could ever be right now is outside of the ark of safety, unsaved. Let's pray this morning and ask God to stir our hearts. Stir me, Lord. Stir me. And let me get closer to you. Come on. I want to get closer. As the pressures increase and as the trials come, I want to be that golden, faithful grain. Come on, waving in the wind. Come and get me, Lord. Come and get me. I feel the Lord here this morning. I want to be ready for Jesus to come and take us out of here. Come on, come on. Let's pray. Let's pray.